There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino on tap today on a three-hour program. We have Jeff Davis coming up in 30 minutes, sportsbook assistant manager here at Circa. He's great with the NHL. It's a huge card tonight in that league. We'll talk to him then. Brad Powers, professional sports bettor on college football. Mike Pritchard played in the NFL for nearly a decade. He's coming up later on, as is Fantasy Football Hall of Famer Paul Charchian. It is a big game that we have coming up tonight. And now, Paulie, the number is on the move. You can find, no matter where you are with legal sports betting, you can find 3.5s available if you like the Titans. And it does come with a little bit of a price. I'm seeing +3.5. Well, look at this now. It is -110 at DraftKings, I believe. Yeah. And then it was -115 a little bit earlier. But so plenty of money coming in on the Packers here at home tonight hosting the Titans. Do you agree with this move?
I bet 3 early in the week thinking this is where Tennessee could have the letdown and going through this tough stretch that they've had. But should this point spread really be this high when you consider, okay, how bad Green Bay was during the losing streak, and then they break out of it and play one good half against Dallas.
Right, right.
Right? You know, Vrabel's been great in this spot. He's 14-5 against the NFC, and they're 9-2 with him on short rest. And a great article on The Ringer from Solak, Benjamin Solak, about Tennessee's doing it again. When you look at the offensive numbers, like, how are they? Again, they're 6-3, though. They're 6-1 straight up last 7, and they've covered 7 in a row.
That's right.
And it's just run the ball with Henry, get enough stops on defense, make one big play in the passing game, like last week, the gadget play that they ran for the long touchdown, and win the close games.
Well, if you've listened to the show, I mean, at any point this year talking about the Titans, or even going back to last year, like, I'm a Tennessee apologist. I think their defense is the most underrated unit in the entire league. I have loved their defensive line going back to last year. I told you that they take on the identity of their head coach. Rabel's awesome. The clear coaching edge tonight goes to Tennessee, in my opinion. But the defense is banged up, including the guy who I like the most. That's Jeffrey Simmons, who missed last week. He's questionable now tonight. And you can throw on this team. We'll get into the numbers here coming up in a minute. I mean, that's been the downfall, is that you can, as for the defense, like, they give up a lot of passing yards. Against the run, they have been awesome. So what does that mean for the Packers, where they finally put it together? A lot of that was late against a good Cowboys defense last week. And, you know, if you forget about that game for 1 second, the Packers are really going to potentially have some big-time regret over the last five games. That's a big sample size in a short NFL season. But the last five games, they were horrible, and they lost to some really bad teams.
Yes.
And they really couldn't do anything on offense. So, does that really carry over into tonight?
The game in London, blowing the Detroit game, absolutely. 3-1 to make the playoffs. Adjusted win total, 7.5. They're going to be kicking themselves for that Washington loss, which I can't believe I'm saying, but Washington with the tiebreaker, that could be enormous.
Right.
Coming up as we get later into the season. So there's a path here. I mean, they win this game tonight, they can get to 8-9 wins.
I would agree.
Now does 8-9 get you in? I don't think so. But they can get to 9 wins. But when you watch what transpired in the last five games before Dallas, it's hard to get there. The other thing is Tennessee, with how they're doing this offensively and lack of punch, last in yards per game, last overall in passing, worst in offensive yards per drive. I mean, 26 in points per game. Excuse me. 26 in points per game. Yet still you see this record, 6-3. And I don't know what to expect with Tannehill in the passing, but I'll tell you this, Green Bay cannot stop the run.
No.
Henry's prop is as high as 103.5.
So would you actually look at the yards over tonight, or would you maybe get involved with the carries over for Henry tonight? It's because they don't throw the ball a lot anyway. And again, all these numbers here indicate, I mean, here's how bad it is for Green Bay on the season. Rushing EPA per play, so expected points added per play on defense, they're 28th in the league. I mean, that's awful for a team that was supposed to be a Super Bowl contender before the year. Explosive rush percentage, they're even worse. They're 29th. And then you look at the one good thing on offense the Titans do. Well, what is it? Well, it's explosive rush percentage. They're 8th overall with that. So Henry's attempts tonight, it's a big number, 22.5. But, this has all the makings of, why would they do anything else?
I know. That's how they win. That's how they play, right? Keep Rodgers off the field, too. You referenced this earlier in the week. The last time they went here was it's been a house of horrors.
Well, that's when Rodgers cemented the MVP.
It was 40-14 2 years ago.
Yep.
The last two trips to Lambeau, they've been outscored by 74 points. So it hasn't gone well. But the attempts is high, the yards high, that he has to get to 102. 102.5 at least at DraftKings. So what can they get out of the passing game? Can Westbrook do anything again? I mean, look at his prop. He's 24.5. Woods is 32.5.
I don't think the passing game does, unless there's a broken play tonight. And, I mean, this is, again, as bad as the run defense has been for Green Bay, the pass defense with Jaire Alexander back and healthy specifically, they are, I mean, at Pro Football Focus, they're top 10 in pass coverage and also pass rush. I know that Gary's out for the year, which is a big loss up front for that team. But overall, they have the talent. They have the coverage. They're very good in the secondary. So I don't think Tannehill's going to be able to do much, at all, anything. And also, again, going back to Henry for 1 second here, how bad it's been for Green Bay, their run defense has allowed at least 67 rushing yards to the lead back in every game but one.
Yeah.
And not too many running backs in the league can call themselves Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned their defense, too, because they give up 17 to the Colts. This is Tennessee.
Right.
17 to Washington, 10 to Indy, 10 to Houston, garbage touchdown late. They hold Mahomes in check, 20 in overtime, and they shut down Denver, like everyone has. But Denver scores 10 early, and that was it the rest of the game. You know, they bring in Bowen a couple years ago as the DC, and they brought Schwartz in over as well. I mean, the scheme that they run and what they run, they don't have a lot of talent. You don't say, oh, my God, look at this roster that Tennessee has. But there they were last year, one seed. It wasn't their fault. I mean, they harassed and buried Burrow. It was Tannehill throwing the three picks.
Yep.
So this isn't, you're right, it's an underrated defense. Yes, you can throw on them, but they're in this great position here because of the defense and the great running game, and I guess it's refreshing that they're playing old-school football. As high as $6 to make the playoffs and an enormous lead in the division. But a tough schedule coming up here. Yeah. You know, just they're on a great run, but you know, you got the Cincinnati game coming up. You have the Philly game as well. You still haven't played Jacksonville yet, so the adjusted win total is 9.5. They also have Dallas coming up as well. I mean, if they win the division games, they're going to get to 9. Can they get to 10? They see the schedule there now. That's tough. But to me, it's an insurmountable lead considering they've already swept the Colts.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Now, the Colts could eventually go on a run here and make it interesting, but to overcome that gap that they have after getting – by the way, I don't like that with the schedule for what it's worth. They've already played both their games, and they played them right away.
Yeah.
Again, if the Titans had any – if they had a slight uptick in quarterback play from what they have currently and what they've had over the last couple of years, I think this team would be in the mix. Their power rating would be very close to what people think about the Chiefs and the Bills in the AFC. And I'm not talking about if they had Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert. Could you imagine that? I'm talking about what if they had, I don't know, who's a slight upgrade from Ryan Tannehill? If they had Trevor Lawrence, like I don't think Trevor Lawrence is like, setting the world on fire, but he's, I think in a spot like this where he'd be a little, that's all I'm talking about. Slightly better quarterback play, and this team would be an absolute force because of how they get it done, and it's the running game, like you said, throwback. It's kind of refreshing to see because it doesn't happen very often in the NFL anymore. But at some point, maybe the 3.5, that becomes an attractive enough number to play today.
Yeah. Maybe we're getting fooled, too, because Rodgers and Green Bay have done this many times, where you get a relaxed, slow start, then they get hot late. But now they're running out of time. Well, they were so bad. You're right. They're going to be kicking themselves during that losing streak, the games they gave away.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, too. At this stage of the season, you can look at the teams in front of them, and one of the teams up there would be a team they lost to in the Giants, and you'd be like, well, the Giants aren't any good. They're going to come back. But they're 9 games in, so they've already banked 7 wins. Like, they're there. You can't take those away. So unless the Giants completely fall on their faces, right, and they win one more game, that's going to be a team like that's going to be tough to overcome. And like you said, Washington, they've turned it around, and they have the tiebreaker there, so 3-1 plus 320 to make that. They do have winnable games. I mean, the way this closes at the Bears, they have owned the Bears over my lifetime for the most part.
Yep.
Rams, absolutely winnable. At Dolphins will be tricky, but then Vikings and Lions at home. This team can maybe push for 9 wins. And I wonder, I don't even know. I didn't even consider what the playoff number would have been last week before the Cowboys game.
Yeah. I thought, well, you asked me. I thought it was crazy. No way. Couldn't get there. I think it was in 5-1, you said? I think
it was
5-1. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's what it was. My guess would have been
6,
a lot higher
5
than
or that. Maybe six. Yeah, you're right. But they were buried in that game, too. So at least they saved their season for the time being. Well, I think we're making the case for the under tonight, too. Yeah. Although Green Bay, 10-2 overrun, last 12 off overtime. You have that scenario in play tonight. Mm. So hopefully Michaels will be in a good mood and we can get a good game tonight. But based on history, could be 10-7 in the fourth quarter.
But you mean based on the history of Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime, yes. Yeah. The long history, lengthy history, yes.
Yep. Lace up your cleats with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook with the latest odds, lines, and boosts. Bet Rivers is your go-to for any soccer-related content. Check out Bet Rivers' special World Cup promotions like their World Cup futures, insurance bet, and World Cup daily bet and gets. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is calling all soccer fans to head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app to get in on all the match day action. It's a whole new game. Later on today, we will spend time going over some very creative and fun World Cup Cup props. And these books have done a great job of posting numbers that are now available for the event that starts in only a couple of days. Up next, we will run down the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some. And I don't know if last night was any indication of what could happen in Sunday with a snow game. Those of you that are on the under already should be smiling. Details on that coming up here. Follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Hello, Matt Vasgersian on this show before the season started. Sandy to win the Cy Young cash at 30, 35-1. Depends when you bet it and where you shop. Great call, unanimous, lock it up. Great job, Vasgersian. Congrats to all those who had Sandy.
He gave out Alcantara in March following the season before when he gave out Corbin Burns 50-1.
Yeah.
That was a winner. He also gave out McClanahan before the, and he was the favorite before he got hurt.
That's right. He was in the mix. He is something. Raptors plus 1.5, went off the favorite, beat Miami. Miami's horrible ATS this year.
Yep.
Pacers, Hornets over, and the Pacers. Pacers plus 2.5 went off the favorite. Joe Osborne, go get him, kid, yesterday. And 232 up to 236.5. Fell 236.
Pacers was a good one last year.
There you go. Thunder Wizards over. 225 up to 230. That gets there. Rockets money line plus 210. Surprise Dallas. San Francisco, Fresno under 136 down to 133. 67-60. And a little maction. A couple dogs barking. Eastern Michigan plus 250. Beat Kent State. And in the blizzard. How fun was that? Western Michigan 3-1 beat Central, and it was coming down. That was awesome.
Okay, so how about the way the game started? Because I'm betting right. Under, and books were very careful last night. Either the game wasn't even on the board, or because of this, they made an adjustment, they were not offering the total on the game. I was looking at as many books as possible out here in Las Vegas, or they were rejecting bets after they saw what happened, and then they broke loose for two long touchdowns, and you're like, is this going to be a thing tonight?
Right, the Emmanuel one,
yeah.
Right off the bat.
Well, and then
that's it, a couple missed field goals.
Yeah, the drive before that, the team took over at the two-yard line, It went 98 yards. It was like a 58-yard run for a touchdown.
Yeah. But how do you put up a 21 in the second half, though?
I don't know.
If you watch the first half.
Yep. The only thing that could have gotten you maybe was eventually overtime.
I couldn't believe that number. Yeah. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSIN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. Send it in. We'll put you on television. Y'all want to see these videos and these tweets? Look at this. A python trap using a live chicken. Coming in. He's going after the chicken. We got you. That is a big fella. Anaconda move. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh.
Holy hell.
Oh. I mean, you look at some of these things. You think, it's fake. It's a mo. You go to Brazil and this
thing.
Oh,
man.
Look at the size of that thing. My God. Incredible video.
Now that thing would freak the daylights out of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is crank it up, please. We're on a nice run with these Husky videos. Husky auto tune.
Husky karaoke?
Yeah, Husky karaoke. That's a hit. I like it. Husky on auto tune. Very
I've
good.
Heard more annoying songs. Help me the bad. List this week.
Absolutely. Yeah, well done. Yeah, this is good. How about Interior Villa on Twitter? That might be one of the best showers you're ever going to see. What an experience. Look at the size of that shower head. And then you just got the sunlight coming in. Well, you got, you can cook in there too, like Kramer. Look at that. Well, that is enormous. Yeah, that might be the best shower I've seen.
Look at the herbs on the wall.
Yeah, you got that too, I know.
You're making lunch.
Yes.
Now, right. That would be something to have at the house.
Oh, wow. Incredible. You got to have a great shower. I mean, it starts the day off. I mean, you need it. Got to have it. Absolutely. What country is that? Isn't it several countries where they shower twice a day? That was,
I don't here? No. I do sometimes.
No.
Yeah. Does that qualify?
No. Well, people see. No.
Yeah, I was going to say
twice
what?
A day? No. Come on.
You sound like it's never.
You shower twice a day?
A lot of times I shower twice a day.
Oh, no, okay.
How is it like that big of a deal?
Well, if you exercise, they'd go to the gym hardcore, I could say.
Yeah.
Right, I'm not.
Oh, my God. You shower once a day, Paul?
Yeah. Lose some. Miami, Ohio, Northern Illinois under 48 down to 44. Not a chance. Warriors plus 1.5. Went off the favorite. Not a chance. Nebraska, Omaha, Ball State under 150 down to 143.5. 71-61. Look at this. With the Taylor Swift nonsense continues with these ticket prices. Let's go to MetLife in New Jersey. Are you going to get, I don't know, but can you get this? But they're $76,000. It's down payment on a house here.
You can buy a really nice car.
Again, I want to feel something when I go to a concert. I'm going to tweet out a Metallica concert from 1989. I want to show you metal fury and energy. And I don't want to feel regret after a concert. I mean, this is ridiculous. Al Lasso has 6 Taylor Swift tickets, and his daughter wants to go. He goes, you're not going. You can go on a trip. I'm going to sell these things. He gets first dibs because he has PSL tickets for the Raiders.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So I told the story yesterday. My wife is in something called Junior League out here. A bunch of friends, and everybody was trying to get tickets. One lady actually lucky enough to get 6 tickets, right?
My God.
So she paid a little bit more than $3,700 for 6 tickets. Well, the husband and her, they have 2 of them. 4 of them are for other people. The husband's like, well, I've wanted a boat for a long time. Let's see if we can sell these tickets. They put their pair up for $40,000. They already have 2 different offers for $20,000. It's like they want to see how much they can get.
Yes.
It's a no-brainer. You're selling these tickets. You're not going to go to the dumb concert.
Come on. Absolutely. I can't believe it, of all things. How about Guy in the Cornfields? A good reference from Paul Allen, voice of the Vikings years ago. No cash out offer. I mean, look at this guy's ticket. Look at this future ticket. Rodriguez, Rookie of the Year. Harris, Rookie of the Year. Sandy, Cy Young. Verlander, Cy Young. Goldie, MVP, should win it today. Ohtani, MVP.
Well, that's why there's no cash out, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It's because they're like, well, you made a good run, but sorry, we're not going to give you anything because Judge has no chance of losing.
Man, that is too bad. And one more. How about this? Guy tweeted this out. I'm on a plane about to take off. I'm in the window seat. There's a guy next to me in the middle seat. Nobody's in the aisle seat. And the guy's staying put. Am I crazy or is he crazy?
No, that guy's crazy.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Move over.
This happened to me flying to D.C. last month. So I'm on one of those planes where I'm on the connector from Newark to D.C. And I'm on one of those planes where there are 2 seats on the left, 3 on the right, and there's nobody on the plane. But it just so happens I'm next to a guy in the 2 seats. I actually had to say something after. I'm like, you mind once we get up in the air, can you go sit somewhere else, or can I? And he said, yeah. But it was after we got to like 10,000 dings, and he's taking his time. I'm like, yo, buddy, let's move. Come on. And he finally did. But it should be so obvious.
That's weird.
You know, like, yeah, we're not holding hands on the flight.
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Okay, so who knows how this blizzard's going to go over the weekend in Buffalo. I know leading up to it looks like it's going to be as bad as we thought with Adam Chernoff on Tuesday when he was breaking down the mess that it could be.
Worse.
But that was during the game, though, last night as well. This is according to AccuWeather. The snow could be done by Sunday game time, but the lead up to it is going to make things like basically impossible. They want to shut things down, and people have talked. The team is not considering moving the game. They don't even want to bring it up. Like, we're going to play.
What are they going to do? Because they're going to play Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They can't move it to like a Monday.
Yeah, can't do it.
You want to try and play
Black Friday? They can't do that either.
I don't think you'd do that. No.
That's a better option.
Could you play this NFL game on Saturday? But that's when really the snow could be coming down. You can't even see anything.
I know. So I don't know what to expect. I referenced the Trent Edwards, Derek Anderson game earlier in the week. What was that, 2007 or 2008? It was 8-0. That was bad. But also, I remember I got carried out in this game. December of 2013, a blizzard in Philly. Philly beat Detroit 34-20. It was 8-0 at halftime. It was so bad they couldn't kick extra points. There were 34 points in the fourth quarter. McCoy ran for 217.
Wow.
So, I know Allen has a howitzer, but if you're getting all this snow, there's no way it should go over.
This is from AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz, who says several feet of snow can occur. They explain why this is happening. When it's early on in the season like this and the weather's still a little bit warm, that's why I think the top 10 biggest snowfalls ever in this area were all around November when the weather's still a little bit warmer. And he explained that the Buffalo area around Orchard Park, the suburbs, could get between 3 and 6 feet by Sunday, but the heaviest snowfall is going to come over two different periods, Thursday night into Friday and then Saturday into Saturday night. So it's we're going to be looking at a ton of like high, like super high snow banks, but it might not be coming down at all on Sunday. And then what if there's no wind?
Yeah, right. That's the other thing. It was supposed to be windy.
Yeah.
But if it's not windy and then the field's okay, then and it's you don't have a lot of accumulation and a lot of it's not snowing during the game, I guess you're okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The 47.5 down to 41.5, my God.
People are asking us if it's time to buy back maybe a little bit. You're on your own. If you got in early, if you want to, I mean, that's up to you. I have under 46, under 45.5. I'm not going to buy back right now. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to let it play out. Maybe in play, I'll try to find a middle.
Watch the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then again, it could start like Western Michigan.
It could.
Right.
Up next, Jeff Davis is a manager here at Circus Sports. He's also tremendous and in charge of all of their NHL numbers. The league has a loaded card tonight. We'll find out what caught his eye in the market. Coming up next year, and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
College basketball has started. Get your copy of our annual betting guide, over 400 pages, trends, odds, power ratings, analysis on every team, breakdown of all 60 coaching changes since last season. And the only way to get it, become a VSiN Pro subscriber, $99, all the way through the Super Bowl. Get everything we do, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Jeff Davis is a manager here at Circus Sports. He is also in charge and very good with NHL numbers, and he's kind enough to join us here early on a Thursday morning. Good morning, pal. How are you?
Good, guys. What's happening?
A lot. It's a huge card tonight. We'll run down if anything caught your eye coming up here in a little bit. You were very early on, the Bruins caught your eye, and you're like, okay, this team is absolutely for real. Do you think at this point, are they legitimately the best team in the NHL?
As of right now, I'd say yes, and it's, I don't want to say a pretty big gap to the second best team, but usually it's there's not a lot of difference in these teams in the NHL. But here, I think Boston is clearly the number one team. Coming into the year, you thought, okay, Marchand's going to be out a while. Charlie McAvoy's going to be out a while. Matt Grizzlick's going to be out a while. Can they stay afloat until all these guys come back? Well, all three of them ended up coming back sooner than their timeline, and they were able to not only tread water, but play really well in their absence, and now they're just flying. I mean, we don't have to talk about how good their elite talent is, but you take a guy like Jake DeBrusk, who was really highly touted for a lot of his career, and then it really seemed like him and Cassidy kind of had some sort of rift because he wanted out of there, was asking for a trade, and then magically, like 48 hours after Cassidy moved on, he said he didn't want to trade anymore, and now he's playing incredible, and they signed Hampus Lindholm, or they get Hampus Lindholm at the deadline last year, and he had a revelation. He's playing more like he did at the beginning of his career than he did toward the end of his time in Anaheim. So not only does this team have a load of elite talent, they're deep. They're deep on the blue line. Linus Ullmark's playing goal kind of like they thought he was going to when they signed him before last season. So, yeah, this team's got a lot going for him.
You told us something off the air before you popped on here to put it into perspective. So if they really are the best team in hockey, comparing them to what we had last year with Colorado, just to explain how good that Avalanche team is, what would you make Colorado against Boston?
Yeah, like looking at last year's power rating numbers versus this year's, if those two teams played in a game at Colorado, Colorado probably be like minus 155, minus 160 over the current best team. That's how good Colorado was last year. And this year, a lot of things going on with the Colorado team right now. They're good, obviously. They're absolutely loaded with elite talent, but the salary cap really got them in the offseason. Kemper moved on. Burakovsky moved on. Landeskog's had surgery. He's out at least a few more months. Now Nichushkin's out for a long time. So you look at this Colorado team now and you see a team that, yeah, their top two lines are pretty good, but their bottom six is really not good at all. And you look at the teams that end up having success, they're all teams that can play at least three, if not four lines all the time. So Colorado's got to fight through this injury bug that they're going through right now. They'll be fine, but they're just not on the level of what they were last year.
I reached out to you before the season, and you were high on the Devils. I mean, what a call that was. They lost their first two games, and now they're trying to make it 11 in a row tonight against Toronto. Your thoughts on the Devils, and if this are they real, and that the Metro is upside down when you look at the standings?
Well, they're absolutely for real. First in the league expected goals for at 5-on-5. First in the league at expected goals allowed at 5-on-5. So, yeah, every team in the league is giving up 10 high danger chances or more per 60 minutes. They're giving up 8.5. The one thing that this team has question mark-wise is in goal. Vitek Vanacek, Mackenzie Blackwood, never really shown any semblance of long-term NHL success. And the first few games out of the gate, they were hemorrhaging goals, but Vanacek seemed to have figured it out. He's played well down the stretch, of late. And this Devils team is just deep. You look back to the Canadiens team that made a run for the Cup a couple years ago. Yeah, they don't play alike, but they're built alike in that they have four lines. They're getting goals from four lines, and they have five really good defensemen. They made some shrewd signings in the last 2 years, and it's kind of, the youth has got to the age where they can really produce, and everything is just going forward for this team. And honestly, I just think it's real, and I don't think there's any reason to believe why it would go the other direction unless they have a disaster in goal like they did last year. There's no reason to believe why this team can't finish first in the Metro.
What do you think of this high-flying Islander team now since they made the coaching change?
It's pretty crazy. That was a team that was always near the top and suppressing goals, and they didn't really, you know, Barzal was always under wraps, and they never really tried to do too much. And now you have Lane Lambert there. They've given up the second most expected goals per 60 at 5-on-5, and they've scored. They're somewhere in the top 10, like 7th or 8th. So they've gone from a completely stale, unwatchable entry to an incredibly entertaining up-and-down team. And when you have a goalie like Ilya Sorokin, it gives you a chance to win every night. And this team's near the top of the Metro, and, like, the Metro is kind of upside down. I mean, you can throw out if you throw out the Blue Jackets, who are a complete mess, they're fighting for through injuries. They could end up being the worst team in the league. Mm. And the Flyers, who really their record to this point is a complete mirage. Their underlying numbers are awful, and they're another roster that's really thin. But the other six teams, any of them in theory could make the playoffs, and it's just not this, you know, a little bit of a change of guard, so to speak, in the Metro.
Assistant sportsbook manager here at Circus Sports, in charge of the NHL, Jeff Davis, our guest, with the local team here, the Golden Knights. They were one of the best teams. They still are probably one of the best stories in the entire league. They had that long winning streak. Now they've lost two straight. How do you balance that out? Because you pay attention so closely to the entire league, but this team is in our backyard, so you watch, I'm guessing, like all the games, go to a lot of them as well. How do you balance it out between what you're watching with your brain and then what your power ratings actually say when they got off to such a hot start?
This is an interesting situation because you have two best players, Jack Eichel and Mark Stone, coming off major surgeries. Eichel came back last year off the neck surgery, wasn't exactly himself, and then broke his hand, or his thumb rather, like, I don't know, 6-7 games in, and was having to take pain injections in his hand to play every night. And then Mark Stone had like a boulder taken out of his back in the offseason. So you don't really know how these guys are going to come back. And they've been incredible. Jack Eichel's been absolutely everything that the Vegas Golden Knights could have hoped for. And what they've done, what Cassidy tried to do at the beginning of the season, was take their six forwards, chopping them into three lines of two, and kind of just putting a third guy on the wing with those three lines. And it didn't really work out. Now he's gone with the so-called super line with Eichel, Stone, and Stevenson. And they've been one of the best lines in hockey. Nobody questioned their depth on the blue line. Their blue line is probably deeper than anyone in the league. They probably have the best third pairing in the league, which is big because a lot of teams are fifth and sixth defensemen. You're just putting them out there and hoping they don't do something terrible, whereas Hagan, Whitecloud are legitimately good. I think the only thing this team could really derail this team is one or two major injuries like what happened last year. They don't have There's not a lot of organizational depth past what you see on the ice now. If this team avoids injuries, they'll definitely be there late in the playoffs. One or two guys get hurt, that might not be the case.
Very good.
Yep. 2 minutes left. Can you recommend anything tonight on the deep card and maybe a future play that you like?
There's still a little bit of value out there, I think, on the Devils tonight. I think this one, I think I have this one priced somewhere in the teens. Plus a quarter, still widely available. There might even be, you probably could find plus 30 if you look hard enough. You know, back to what we said on the Devils, this team is incredible. The Leafs were, they come out of the gate slow. They just play these teams that they should wallop, and they end up losing. I still think they're one of the best teams in the league. They were my number one rated power rating team coming into this season. They're still in the top five, but the Devils have just skyrocketed up the chart here, and those two teams are pretty close, in my opinion. That's the one that really stands out to me currently. As far as futures, there still might be a decent price. I haven't looked in the last few days. I think the LA Kings are really good. They were a team that made the playoffs last year, got knocked out by a really hot and full of firepower Edmonton team. The Kings have a lot of youth that has kind of gotten better early this season. And if they get any goaltending at all, I think they're going to be around deep into the playoffs. Because if you look at the Western Conference, after Vegas and Calgary and Colorado, if they get healthy, there's not a lot of depth there. And I just think that any of these teams really have a shot to get in. If you look at the seven, there's seven teams that are probably pretty good in the West, or at least playoff worthy. The eighth team could be anyone. It could be a team like the Kraken, a team that were pretty high on last year, and they were awful. Defensively, they were awful. The goaltending was inexplicably awful. And now that they made a couple of signings in the offseason, and they're probably playing a little bit more like we thought they were going to last year, the goaltending's been serviceable. So, yeah, a team like the Kraken being up near the top of the Pacific now, I don't think it's a complete mirage.
All right, pal. Thanks for the time. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, you too, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Creative props in the NFL coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace them up with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. Latest odds, lines, and boost, your go-to. For any soccer-related content, check out BetRivers Special World Cup Promotions. The futures, the insurance bets, all the props, dynamite. So many different ways to bet every match in the World Cup. It'll blow your mind. It's a whole new game at BetRivers. Also, check out their Great House Specials. There's a good one up tonight with the quarterbacks in the Thursday night game. Bet Rivers, whole new game. Great, going to be a lot of good props on the show today. We'll get to the World Cup coming up, and there's good stuff out there in the NFL as always. Mm-hmm. Always some creative stuff. But how about this, the race we have? To lead the league in interceptions. You know who leads the league in interceptions? Do you know this?
I'm going to say, well, Stafford missed the game. Trevor Lawrence?
It's Josh Allen.
Okay, well.
Allen has 10. Matty Ice, even though he missed some games, has 9. Mills has 9. Cousins, Pickett, Stafford, 8. Pickett's the favorite. Allen plus 550. Also the second choice with Detective Mills. Ryan 6-1. Stafford plus 650. He's supposed to be back against the Saints. What a race this is to lead the league in interceptions.
Oh, man. To go back 3 weeks and grab Matt Ryan when they benched him.
Yeah. Wow. You know, Goff is 16-1. He's only three back.
Oh, he could have three this weekend.
Then we'd get the hat trick right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
In another great race. And we tied into what goes on tonight because Henry's prop is 102.5. Barkley has 931. Henry has 923. Chubb has 904. Henry's the favorite plus 225 at Bet Rivers. Barkley's plus 275. Chubb's 3-1.
I'd maybe look at Chubb. Maybe. It's going to be a, that. All you know who I'd look at? What's Justin Fields? He's 200 yards back.
Good call. Yeah, he's 749. Yeah, but wow. Fields at 740. You might have something
there. He's 30-1?
Yeah. He could break the record.
If he has another, I'm not going to go nuts. If he has another 80 to 90 to maybe 100 yards again this weekend, he can't get in the mix. I mean, 200 yards is a lot to overcome at this stage of the game, but the guy's been, they completely flipped everything.
Right. How about our guy Pierce? He's fifth, but you can't trust Mills. I mean, he should be the whole game plan.
He's 20-1?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's got 772. He's fifth.
I don't hate that. I definitely do not hate that. You're exactly right. They can't throw the football. Even when teams game plan
offense.
For the run, he's still getting between like 75 uh-huh. and 100 yards a game.
I love these. These are great. Great props. How about the one seed? Kansas City plus 110. Bills plus 170. That has completely changed now and flipped.
Well, big time.
Absolutely.
Is anybody else in the mix? Dolphins in the mix?
Yeah, plus 650. Hmm. Yeah. But to me, their schedule's too difficult. How about Baltimore plus 650? They have led by double digits in every game. You can't get there?
I really want to like that team. They're still banged up this week.
I know, but they're going to get healthy, though.
Eventually,
that's the thing,
yeah.
Guys get back.
But I can't do the one seed.
Really?
I'd rather look at other futures, like, you know, maybe to win the AFC.
Okay. But to me, it's between the... I cannot... That's... Other than Seattle and the Giants, how bad the AFC West is a big surprise as well.
Big time.
Raiders awful. Denver awful. Chargers a disappointment. But we saw that coming. Philly now down to 175 to get the one seed. Have the head-to-head. But now we'll find out about them as they get this run defense here and how they respond coming off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vikings, 5 of their 6 at home. They're plus 250.
Yeah, but that'll flip again this week if the Vikings lose at home.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a coin flip game. Yeah. But every game in the NFL, yeah. for the most part, is a coin flip game.
Will Fields break Lamar Jackson's quarterback rushing record? Yes, minus 150. The record's 12.06 by Lamar in 2019. Fields is on pace for 12.73.
Oh, man. I would actually lean no on that. Even though I just said what I did about the, because he's 30-1. Also, a lot of things can go wrong. I mean, he's not going to continue running for 150 a game, but he could get dinged up a little bit. So you have a lot in your favor there if you bet the no on that.
Yeah.
Expectations now are, come on, 150 a game, that cannot continue. And the guy could get slowed down because of an ankle, a knee, whatever, back. It's been a great story.
Yes, it has. It's been great. Absolutely. Will the Chiefs win their remaining 8 games? Mahomes has won 24 in a row in November and December.
Oh, my God.
Woo-hoo. Wow. And they'll wrap up the division with a win Sunday.
Let's see. Okay, so assuming let's assume for a second here they win the game against the Chargers on the road.
Yeah.
They get the Rams at home.
Win.
Big favorites there.
Yep.
Okay. At the Bengals.
Tough game.
Oh, boy.
Winnable.
Losable.
Are they favored?
At the Bengals?
Is it picked?
Small.
Okay.
Small favorite,
well,
yeah.
Well, look what's behind it. Oh, boy.
Oh. After that Bengals game.
Denver, Houston, Seattle, Denver, the Raiders.
Ooh, where does the resistance come from?
Take the money. Take the small plus price to get the one seed. Because they know they're going to have it because they lost to Buffalo.
I like that quite a bit.
Look at that schedule.
Yeah. And that's also correlated. I think that I would not bet this at this stage of the game because he's so short. Mahomes is such an open path right now to winning the MVP.
Yeah.
He's gotten a lot of help here.
Yeah. Allen, yeah. That's good. They did it to themselves. And Allen with the turnovers. Yeah. But
he's also putting up great numbers every single week.
But, obviously they can still go into Kansas City and win. They've done it back-to-back years, regular season, but it'd have been nice to get that game in Buffalo. And now they have to worry just about winning the division now, Buffalo.
I also think that voters will look at Mahomes and say they lost Tyreek Hill and they've pieced it together with, I mean, they brought in free agents, they drafted guys, they've added guys now during the season, and look at this, basically not even missing a beat. And they can look and say, look at how good Tyreek Hill is when he goes to Miami. They don't have that, and they never missed a beat. So I think he's really got that in his back pocket. How about the Bills? What happens first in week 11? They score a TD in the third quarter, minus 175, a TD in the fourth quarter, plus $2, or they don't score a second half touchdown. That's plus $3. They have not scored a second-half touchdown in three consecutive games. What is happening?
I don't know. Yeah. Allen's been bad. But to blow that Jets game, silly turnovers, and then up 17 with a minute left in the third quarter at home against Minnesota. And then the botched snap there at the end.
Well, that's
sick.
We talked about how Green Bay, I bet you the players and the coaches are looking at their schedule right now saying, how do we lose these games?
Yep.
How? We lost five consecutive games to these teams. And I think at the end, when if the Bills don't get the one seed, they're going to come back and say, how do we blow the game against the Jets? How do we blow that game against the Vikings? Guys, we could have had 3 feet of snow in January hosting the Chiefs, but instead we got to go to Arrowhead again this week.
Yeah.
You know, to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, they could run the table, and I wouldn't be surprised what's left for Buffalo.
Oh, no, their power rating is still to the moon. It should be to the moon.
I mean, there's one tough one game that's like, okay, that's going to be very – because they go to New England on a Thursday. I can't see New England beating them. They go to Cincinnati on a Monday night in January.
Yeah.
But it's just, they're so damn good and so talented.
I would say,
it's too. But it's like, yeah, I don't care who you are. You can't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
I mean, Allen's been horrendous the last two games.
He has been.
Some of the decision-making, too, with the throws and what he's doing.
Yeah, but for that team going back to Arrowhead, we saw it this year. They were favored. They went there, and they won.
Yeah.
Now, that was the final drive of the game.
They were down 17 in Baltimore.
That's right. And then go back to look what happened last year in the playoffs. I mean, that zaniness against that was one of the best games we've ever watched.
Right.
And they could have won that game three different times.
Well, they should have, yes.
Yep. And also, will Derek Carr be the Raiders starting quarterback for week one next year? The yes is plus 150.
Yeah. It's got to be.
You think he's got to be the starting quarterback?
No.
Oh, no.
You have to move on. You have to move on and draft somebody.
Yep.
Will Wentz start another game? Yes, minus 150. You can't.
Well, that comes down if Heinicke gets hurt. But I'd still even go to Howell then.
I like that, too. There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right, time for the pro tip of the hour, and this is for World Cup action. Again, we have World Cup props coming up in about 20 minutes. First games for each team, when it's not a mismatch, they trend under. No team wants to lose their first game, and a draw won't hurt them. That's from professional bettor E, who lives in San Diego, friend of the show, who bets soccer year-round. That's one of the pro tips that he gave us for betting the World Cup. It's very good, isn't it?
Yep. Come on the show, E. Come on. Quit hiding.
Oh, that's 1,001.
Come on. Still alive and survivor.
That won't happen.
He doesn't want the jinx.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
That's okay, right?
Yeah.
Well, I know if Dave Tooley calls you, you hang up. I know that. The Tooley jinx.
The Tooley jinx.
He always wants to check in with people at the midway point.
Yep.
Yep.
So that's the pro tip of the hour. You get one every single hour across every single show. So that's at least 20 every single day available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Up next, we will get to the college football board that we have this weekend. How about the news up in Autzen with Oregon and Bo Nix? If you missed that from last night and how that number has changed as a result, we'll give you the lowdown on that coming up next. And also, professional sports bettor Brad Powers, we'll ask him, do the Trojans keep the Pac-12 chances alive for the playoff, or does the conference vomit all over themselves again this weekend? That's coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.